will play. Reporting Agriculture's Business, you're listening to the Red River Farm Network.
CHS and GrowMark are working together on a separate entity called Cooperative Ventures. Each company has committed $25 million over 10 years to invest in breakthrough technologies for agriculture. CHS Senior Vice President of Enterprise Transformation, David Black, says this is a massive undertaking.
When you think about GrowMark and CHS coming together, the number of acres we touch, the number of farmers that we touch, the opportunity, you know, for so many of these innovators, they may have a great idea, but you've got to test that. Will that work in the field? Will that work at scale? Will that work as well in North Dakota as that works in Southern Illinois? And we have the ability to test that, what we call ground truth, but test those technologies in real life out in the countryside. That's something that not others can do. So I think this could be just a real win for the ag co-op system.
Black gives one example of a Cooperative Ventures project.
Understanding grain health through sensors is something that's very interesting to us. Unfortunately, oftentimes these sensors are very expensive and they're not necessarily disposable. You know, if you put them in a rail car, you may never get it back. So we're working with, in fact, today even, a pilot with someone who's got technology. Now the challenge is how do you get it to scale and how do you get it cheap enough that you can make it somewhat disposable. But we see a path there, and that's a great example where something like Cooperative Ventures could come in, help with some equity investment to help grow that technology, and then scale it and test it across the major supply chains that both GrowMark and CHS have.
Cooperative Ventures has identified three areas for investment, including crop production, the supply chain, and sustainability.
During Minnesota Milk's